After years of turmoil and litigation, the leadership dispute within the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes is settled. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. The Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes consist of the Southern Arapaho and Southern Cheyenne people who banded together in western Oklahoma. The small community of Concho serves as tribal headquarters. That's where Governor Eddie Hamilton will carry on his elected duties as tribal governor, thanks in part to a court ruling on July 15th by the Interior Board of Indian Appeals, or IBIA, recognizing the Cheyenne and Arapaho's 2013 election as legitimate. The leadership of the tribe has been in question since former Governor Janice Boswell and former Lieutenant Governor Leslie Wandry Harjo had a falling out, which resulted in both women claiming to be governor. This situation led to different decisions by tribal courts and Bureau of Indian Affairs officials, or BIA, favoring either woman without any real resolution to the problem. Thus, the IBIA stepped in and handed down three rulings. Decisions by BIA superintendents and the regional director were scrapped. Leslie Harjo's claim was dismissed and that since she had failed to run in the 2013 election, she had no claim to the governorship. And lastly, any other entity claims were also bogus because they lacked the standing to make claims under the tribe's constitution, judicial principles of understanding, and the IBIA regulations. What lies ahead for the tribe is cleaning up the financial mess left after 4+ years of infighting. Governor Hamilton said the Lucky Star casinos, located in Concho, Clinton, Canton, and Watonga, were not hindered by the turmoil and it was business as usual. But Hamilton said it did take a toll on tribal life.
At one point in 2012, our banks had froze our accounts because of the leadership dispute, you know, the claims that were being made to the bank, and they kind of got confused, I guess, at some level and decided to freeze the accounts, and it went into the courts, Custer County court system, and it really disrupted, you know, the way of life for the tribe, because there were a lot of at that point, you know, we had to really shut down in ways of providing services to our tribal members, cut back on hours employees were able to work, some had to be furloughed. You know, it really was a disruption there for at least 6 months or so in 2012.
Although the decision from the IBIA recognizes Governor Eddie Hamilton's election and his administration, there are still legal hurdles to be cleared.
We're just at the beginning phases of now trying to pursue those actions that were taken from the previous years, like, you know, the bank still being frozen at the Clinton Bank and in the Custer County court system. There's still a pursuit of us trying to get the per cap money that was released to the former Lieutenant Governor, Leslie Harjo, who made claims she was governor at that time. BIA released that per cap money. And so she has that money in a bank in Ada. And then we're also going to try to do our best to try to get release the funds from the Nez Perce settlement.
The term per cap refers to per capita payments that are equally distributed to tribal members from tribal revenue. The Nez Perce settlement was an action similar to the Cobell litigation over the U.S. government's mismanagement of accounts and royalties for oil, gas, grazing land, and timber rights. The Cheyenne and Arapaho tribe joined with 41 other tribes and were awarded $1 billion collectively. Unlike Cobell, this money has been appropriated and dispersed. And this money is sitting in a bank waiting for legal remedy. Hamilton says the IBIA decision should definitely help with the legal disputes stemming from the dual governorships and expects favorable decisions from the courts. Hamilton's administration took office last January, and he wants to believe it was a unifying factor.
We've really made a lot of progression for our tribe when we came in. And I hope that people can see that, you know, we are about the betterment of our people. That's our priority.
Governor Eddie Hamilton does remain optimistic and sees the tribe's powwow, the Oklahoma Indian Nation's powwow, celebrating its 25th anniversary this weekend, as a good way to bring the people together. The music you're listening to is from three-time Native American Music Award winner Cody Blackbird. He has teamed up with underground producer Terrence Jay of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, to create this blend of native flute, traditional vocals, with electronic production. The new album is called Euphoria. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org, or go to our Facebook page, look for Indian Times.